Okay, now for part four, I'm doing something a little bit different. Parker has at his two websites, which the links are shown under the Wednesday update, noted some very interesting things, and you know he has a blog, so it's right there. You can go there and you can read pretty much what I have here. But what happens is in blogs is that new things develop in subsequent weeks, and they get at the top billing in the blog, and the other stuff gets shifted down. And I thought that what he had discussed, which was the crash, dollar sign crash warning by use of the mutual fund, which is whose symbol is HSKAX, is a very worthwhile technique, and I think it's just going to get lost as the blogs get updated, it'll go back and nobody will be able to find it. So I thought what I would do is capture it in a PDF file, and then when I post this when I'm finished next Wednesday, I will put down crash warning as a new category, and so. You know, because the database will keep track of it, and then I can refer to it later on instead of sending you back to a blog, which might have changed the link, or it's not obvious how to find it. I also added in a couple of in the PDF file, which you now see is our only presentation for part four. The link to first of an interesting site, which is Zero Hedge. They have the sort of all this inside dirt and ideas that are floating around by very thoughtful people on Wall Street, but some of them are crazy. But anyway, this is where the whole idea of using HSKAX, which is a market neutral quant hedge fund from J.P. Morgan, as a crash predictor. And you know, one of the questions comes up, what is a neutral quant hedge fund anyway? So I provided that link for you, so in case you can't figure it out what that is, you can follow the link that I have down there. It was the third item. The charts that follow is Parker's work, which basically has the charts for trying to follow all of this stuff through the various times where the signal comes when the Morgan Stanley fund can't make any money and it starts to break down. There's no hope, you know, and within 0 to 5 days you're going to have a market crash. And if you go look at this stuff here, you can see that the breakdown occurred after the D top. Okay, it's this last chart down here, and it says consider yourself warned. And so we're supposed to take what is, quote, high probability of a crash. Okay, well, that's the selling climax. But it's interesting, if you go back to look at some of these other ones that say, you know, maybe you should be following this fund. The one that didn't work was the October one. But I know what that is. That's because you're in the right side of the, you know, remember why didn't the four-year cycle show up in 05 or 06? It was because you were in the right side of T12. It had plenty of momentum and it was doing fine. So it's hard to get a four-year cycle low to make a dent in the ongoing trend. Well, the same problem is true with the October 09 example. And that is that they did have a decline. It just wasn't a crash, and that was because you were too early the side right side of T13. So most of these cases where we use this indicator that you get a crash warning, if you go look at some of the T's, you'll find out that some of them are not very plausible, and some of them are very plausible. And of course, T13 is supposed to be over. So the last chart here, where you're getting an indication of a crash as of a few days ago, with a warning, is perfectly plausible. And that's all I wanted to say for you. If you check into that website, every couple of days you'll find a whole bunch of stuff going by, including latest insider selling reports, which they apparently they come on the Bloomberg machine and they just pick it up and they just put it on, plus other comments from leading people on Wall Street that David Rosenberg, and who's was with Merrill Lynch, and told people about problems, and they didn't believe him, and eventually he had to leave the company. He's working someplace else. But people that got it right, but they've been pushed away. They start showing up at places like this because they have credibility. So that's our presentation for today, and I think that this is something worth keeping in mind. And I'm sure Parker will follow up on it, and I'll continue this. But I wanted to keep it in a spot where I could refer to it back, because once the 4-year cycle goes over the top and you start going down, you're likely to find these kinds of signals are likely to come out on the way down, because you're getting a 2-year decline coming, and these things are going to start to show up, and they do give you good entry points. That's the main point, is you get a signal at the crossover when the fund starts to break under a support level that's been set up for a couple of months. Kind of makes it easier for you to get into the new downtrend at a relatively early stage, where you don't get backed up too much. You don't have things back up against you. So I thought that was a very interesting way, and thank you for checking in. Hope you found this to be useful, and I will be back on Wednesday morning with an update, which will appear in Part E down below, and then back next Sunday. Thanks. Talk to you next Sunday.